Good morning and welcome to HealthWorks. I'm Carol Kneyer, Community Health Manager for Wayne Memorial Hospital. I want to thank you for joining us this morning. For those of you that may not know, April is National Foot Health Awareness Month. And my guest on today's show is Dr. Philip Hahn. Good morning, Dr. Hahn. How are you?
Good morning, everybody.
And Dr. Hahn works at Wayne Memorial Wound Care Clinic, and we're actually recording the show here this morning at the Wound Care Clinic. But before we begin, can you tell our listeners a little bit about yourself? You're a podiatrist, correct?
Yes, I've been a podiatrist in the area for over 30 years, and I've been at the Wound Care Center here for over a decade.
Right. Basically, almost, we were talking a little bit, not necessarily maybe the first day that it was open, but soon after, you've been a big part of this Wayne Memorial Wound Care Clinic, correct?
Yes, and we've evolved over time, and we've been through quite a few phases over the years.
Exactly. And, you know, we were also talking how, you know, Wayne Memorial Wound Care Clinic is located in Wayne Memorial Hospital in Honesdale. And, you know, of course, we're maybe a little biased, but we are an excellent wound care clinic, correct?
I believe we have the best wound care center. And I believe that that setup is what helps us out the most also. We are right here at the hospital, and often we can get advanced testing and workup of a patient the same day, if not within second visit. You know, we can do vascular studies, you know, venous testing for blood clots. We can do blood work. We can do x-rays, MRIs right here. If people need surgery, you know, the OR is right here.
Right. So when we look at, you know, the Wayne Memorial Wound Care Clinic, what services does it provide? I mean, I know the name kind of gives it away, like wound care, but what kind of patients do you see here?
We typically see very complicated patients with chronic wounds, and they usually have multiple medical problems, and we work closely with other providers, their primary care providers and specialists and vascular surgeons to properly assess and treat these patients. And we have all sorts of advanced wound care modalities that we can use very promptly at the wound care center. We use total contact casting. We use skin substitute grafting on patients. We can serial debride things. We do biopsies. We, you know, can diagnose and treat multiple causes of chronic ulcers. You know, some typical ulcerations can be due to venous insufficiency, arterial wounds from poor circulation, deep wounds associated with trauma and hematomas. A lot of people are on these anticoagulants, and they can get some pretty large, deep, scary wounds from bleeding as a result. People sometimes have unusual wounds, vasculitic wounds, autoimmune wounds, wounds associated with cancers. We have Dr. Sybil Rickard here, a board-certified dermatopathologist. She's excellent at diagnosing all sorts of skin pathology and tumors that can lead to chronic wounds.
Right. And that, you know, I think that point is really important, is it's not just individuals who come here and, I don't like to say this, but put a Band-Aid over it. You do extensive testing. You find out sometimes what's the cause of the problem, correct? Like you was talking about with pathology, how important to see if maybe they need advanced treatment, like antibiotics or, like you said, grafting and all that stuff.
Yes, that's what we do best. But, you know, that leads to maybe we should talk about who needs to go to the wound care center.
Yes, exactly.
You know, according to the NIH, wounds generally heal in 4 to 6 weeks. And we know that normal wound healing involves a wound getting cut in half in size in 2 weeks. If you have a wound that is not healing in several weeks and or it's getting larger, or it's painful and draining and not getting better, you need to go to the wound care center.
Right. And again, that's, you know, that's the whole point. But you also, you know, probably encourage people, if they notice these things, you know, a wound that's not healing, is the quicker they get treatment, sometimes better the outcome as well, right?
Yes, typically wounds can be a bellwether for what's the matter with patients. Typically people who have chronic non-healing wounds have reasons for that. It's up to us to identify that and correct them as best as possible. You know, get the best treatment for them.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, if someone does have a wound, do they need a referral? Because there's probably many different ways that they come through the wound clinic. Maybe their primary care would refer, or maybe you as a podiatrist may refer someone, right, to our wound clinic, or maybe they come through the emergency room or be an inpatient as well, correct?
Correct, yes. We work closely with primary care physicians who may refer patients with chronic wounds, and we may need to refer them back to their primary care physicians for proper workup and treatment of underlying medical problems that might be slowing wound healing. And we work with surgeons with post-op wounds. We work with podiatrists who may have some serious wounds that are requiring more extensive treatments than they may be able to provide in their outpatient setting. Mm-hmm.
Right. And, you know, that's what I want to maybe just take a couple minutes to, is the wound care clinic is a team approach as well, right? It's, you know, you have podiatrists, but you have surgeons, but you also have nurses, correct, and dietitians.
Well, that is part of the reason why we have the best wound care center here. We have, you know, wound care certified RNs on our staff. We have vascular specialist certified for vascular testing. We have a couple of different podiatrists here, Dr. Brutico and myself, as well as general surgeons, Dr. Dioro and Dr. Rodriguez, Dr. Oriana.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, usually we have the ability to work people up and get them, you know, the right treatment with the right physician. And again, it is very important to heal wounds up expeditiously. The longer somebody has a wound, the more risk they have of a complication.
Mm-hmm. And when you talk about complications, I would, and I don't know, maybe the statement is correct, many of the patients that you do see have underlying chronic medical conditions, correct?
Yes, correct. The incidence of diabetes in our country is increasing over time. There's over 38 million Americans, up to 11% of the U.S. population has diabetes, and that number increases with age. Up to 25% of people 65 or over may have diabetes. And any kind of chronic wound, especially on the plantar surface of your foot with diabetes, can be a very high risk for amputation. And that risk for amputation does not go away until the wound is healed. And in addition, 85% of amputations are preceded by wounds.
Mm-hmm. But not necessarily all wounds lead to amputation.
No, correct. Yeah, not all wounds lead to amputation, but most amputations were preceded by a wound.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a couple of different strategies that we employ directly because of that. One of them is to heal the wound as fast as you can. And you want to get a wound as more superficial and healed as fast as you can, and limit complications like that.
Mm-hmm. Right, and that's again, so when you talk about treatment for wounds, you may see someone three times a week, right? Or sometimes at least once a week in order to keep a good eye on that wound, right? And make sure that is healing.
Correct, yeah, and people have all sorts of different kind of insurances, and we accept most different kinds of insurances here, and sometimes people's insurance can qualify them for at-home visiting nurses, which we work closely with. However, if the patient is too mobile or does not have that benefit, we can see them here for dressing changes. Again, we have wound-certified RNs that can do the detailed work of helping out, whereas the physicians may see the patients, you know, as needed. But typically early on, you'll want to see somebody often when you're running tests on them, when you're getting test results, when you're treating them for infection, when you're working them up for poor circulation. Mm-hmm. And then when you have a treatment plan in effect, as long as it's going well, sometimes you know, those visits can become less, more infrequent.
Right, right. And obviously the goal here is to heal wounds, right?
That's what we do.
And that's what you do, and you do a great job at it. You mentioned something a little bit about poor circulation. Like, why does that sometimes lead to a wound? Is it the blood flow also, or you mentioned vascular as well?
Well, according to the CDC, there's over 6.5 million people over the age of 40 that have poor circulation, and some of them don't even know whether they have that. It can be asymptomatic. But in addition, again, our wound care center patients are typically have multiple medical problems. People with poor circulation can have underlying coronary artery disease and cerebral vascular disease. That those are their two big killers, heart attacks and strokes in the country. We had a patient several weeks ago that had a small wound on his little toe. Mm-hmm. Again, it wasn't healing. He had it for several months and didn't bother him because he had diabetes with neuropathy, which is another huge risk factor for wounds, complications mm-hmm. of wounds, and risk for amputation. He was referred to the wound care center. We worked him up. He had significant vascular disease. We sent him to vascular surgeons who identified that, but he also had underlying cardiovascular disease and then underwent a bypass surgery on his heart for within several weeks.
Wow. But again, that was all kind of diagnosed as a result of that wound on that foot, correct?
That's why we can do things at the wound care center, and that's why we have the best wound care center, because we can identify, you know, some of these issues and work people up properly mm-hmm. and get mm-hmm. them the proper treatment and use advanced wound care modalities. You know, in other diabetics, sometimes we're doing surgeries to surgically offload a wound. Sometimes if people get a bone infection, we have to, do amputations or anything we can to clear that infection.
Right.
We can use wound vacs. We can use, different wound care modalities and skin substitutes and, mm-hmm. Amniotic grafting to heal wounds and...
Wow. Like, yes, many, many different treatments, which is, you know, I think important for our community, our listeners to heal. So we only have about 2 minutes left. What are some things that individuals can do to keep their feet healthy? Because, you know, unfortunately, yes, when they come here, they are very complicated. They are sometimes advanced. But what can individuals do to keep their feet healthy?
You know, we can focus on diabetics, and they should go to a foot doctor and get screened for risk. And if they are at high risk, you know, they're going to be more closely followed. And all patients, though, pretty much should be examining their feet. They can be using moisturizers on every day, especially in the wintertime. They can put a mirror on the ground if they can't see the bottom of their foot. That's where some of the worst ulcers happen, and that's where when people get elderly, they might not be able to assess that. If they have spouses or other friends and family, mm-hmm. they can aid in this. Proper shoe gear is paramount, and fitting and fabrication of the shoes. People sometimes just assume that they have a certain shoe size, and they'll get that all the time, but the posture in your foot can change over time, and your shoe shoe size may increase over time, mm-hmm. and you should be fitted for each time you buy a pair of shoes.
Right. And overall eating healthy, right? Maintaining a good weight, seeing their primary care doctor on
yes.
a regular basis,
yes.
right?
All this is a team approach, and the problems and aspects of diabetes can be daunting and overwhelming, and that's why there is a team approach. There's no substitute for good care of your diabetes, and a lot of that involves stress reduction, taking your medications on time, eating a healthy diet and exercising on a regular basis, and again having good shoe gear can avoid a lot of problems.
Right. And if something goes wrong, Way Memorial Wound Care Clinic is here for them, correct?
Yes. If you have a wound that's not healing in several weeks, or it's getting bigger, or, you know.
And do you want to give the phone number to the wound care clinic?
Yes. It's 570-251-6644.
Okay. Wonderful. Dr. Hahn, I want to thank you so much for joining us today on the show. Really appreciate all your input.
Thank you.
Again, this is Carol Knyer, Community Health Manager for Way Memorial Hospital. I want to thank you for listening and have a great day.